So truth number three, you can't unsaved people can't get saved, get people saved. A good tree, verse 18 in Matthew 7, verse 18, it says, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. You know, do you believe Jesus tonight? Because he's the one that's saying it. It says, every tree that bringeth forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Amen, amen, amen. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Now, this is a warning against false prophets, but it's also a truth to us that the unsaved can't bring forth good fruit. They're going to hell. That's where they're going to be in their latter times. So every time a false prophet dies, I'm happy about it. Because there's no more people that they can drag to hell with them. Unless they keep listening to their sermons after the dead, which that's a whole other thing in itself. But there was what was that guy's name that was like passed out or something? He's like a Calvinist.
Jeff Durbin.
Hopefully he dies.
Amen.
I can't believe you'd say that. You're a pastor. Can't believe you'd say that you want him to get that you want him to be healed.
Right.
You know, he preaches a false gospel
right.
with his little skinny jeans and his see-through pulpit. He's friends with James White, who's an attacker of the King James Bible.
Right.
Hopefully they'll both die and go to hell together at the
Amen.
Same time, holding hands.
Yeah. Amen.
That would be an answer to prayer. Stupid, skinny. Look, James White's like in his 50s, and he dresses like he's 20-something. He's got little holes in his jeans and stuff. It's like, dude, can't you look self-respecting? He's always got these weird-looking shirts on, too. It's like, you know, he's from the 80s, like someone shot him with an 80s shotgun or something.